Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here at Darius Dell to present our macro minute for Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Hope everyone had a great weekend. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, will President Trump continue to lash out and pivot the U.S. economy back to bearish paradigm B? The short answer is unlikely. Our research continues to view paradigm B as the lowest probability outcome among the three choices U.S. officials have to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the treasury bond market. Paradigm B equals cut, paradigm C equals grow, and paradigm D equals print. In terms of analytical nuance, global risk assets retreated as global trade uncertainty intensified after the Supreme Court invalidated President Trump's International Emergency Economic Powers Act tariffs, prompting markets to handicap the implications of a newly proposed 15% global tariff regime. Market participants are also preparing for incremental volatility tied to President Trump's State of the Union address tomorrow and NVIDIA earnings following the following day. In terms of implementation authority for the revised import regime derives from Section 122 of the 1974 Trade Act, which empowers the president to enact tariffs for up to 150 days without congressional approval under conditions including, quote unquote, large and serious balance of payments deficits. The prior precedent for balance payments-driven tariffs dates to 1971, when President Nixon imposed a 10% surcharge for several months to compel renegotiation of fixed foreign exchange rates and counter an overvalued U.S. dollar. Section 122 itself emerged from congressional legislation responding to Nixon's actions designed to impose guardrails on subsequent presidential tariff authority. Trump's current intransigence mirrors Nixon's misguided focus on a short-term solution, i.e. tariffs, to address a much larger, more protracted problem, i.e. too low net national savings. The then core imbalance stemmed from insufficient U.S. gold reserves relative to outstanding dire liabilities amid speculative pressure on the currency. Senior U.S. officials, including Trade Representative Jameson Greer, indicated over the weekend that previously negotiated trade agreements would remain intact, notwithstanding the court's decision. The durability of a revised equilibrium will hinge on whether trading partners adhere to earlier commitments after the administration officials urged compliance with prior pledges. Any retrenchment from existing accords, particularly amid European resistance to President Trump's Greenland initiative, could catalyze renewed brinksmanship and destabilize a global economy that has thus far navigated the second Trump trade war quite well. To this point, the EU is preparing to suspend ratification of its agreement with the US while requesting further clarification from the Trump administration. All told, the key risk to asset markets is an inability to price in the obvious boon to corporate profits from running the economy hot, i.e. paradigm C, which is the grow phase of the cut-grow-print sequence required to address the geopolitically driven supply-demand imbalance in the treasury bond market. We continue to see paradigm B, which is the cut phase, as a low probability outcome given rising demand for populism amid the deepening K-shaped economy crisis and the elevated risk that markets will likely, quote-unquote, sell America again, including U.S. Treasuries, on any policy-driven, forced realignment of the U.S. and, by extension, global economies. As always, members of our global investor community can trust that our institutional-grade risk management overlays, KISS and Dr. Mo, while bond portfolios navigate these emergent risks better than investors attempting to manage risk without systematic rules or relying on fundamental research alone. And before we transition to our 42 micro dashboard, I just want to highlight, one of the non-consensus calls we made going back to the fall of 2024 and in the first quarter of 2025 was the view that the Trump administration, unlike the previous Trump administration, in the 2.0 Trump administration, they were going to come in and actually sequence policy in a negative manner, specifically targeting paradigm B, which is the cut phase, prior to pivoting to paradigm C. So we got that sequence correct, which ultimately allowed us to anticipate and help navigate our clients to safety ahead of the Liberation Day crash. And one of the things that gave us a lot of confidence in supporting that theme, that thesis that they would pivot to paradigm B first prior to pivoting to paradigm C, one of the catalysts that gave us incremental confidence in that view was the State of the Union address last year when President Trump on several occasions throughout that speech essentially hinted that the U.S. economy was going to be negatively impacted by the oncoming tariff regime. And so that was an incremental signal to us that, hey, they're going to go for the cut phase first. Obviously, we had Doge operating, ramping up at that time as well. So it was pretty clear to us that that paradigm B was the was going to be the first part, and that they would ultimately be forced to pivot to paradigm C. They pivoted to paradigm C much sooner than we thought they would, But ultimately, we were able to notice that in real time. And KISS and Dr. Mo were able to increase our clients' allocations to stocks and Bitcoin from 0% starting in the second half of April. So that was obviously a phenomenal call. Our risk management, institutional grade risk management overlays traded that fundamental research view incredibly well as anybody I've seen on Global Wall Street. And obviously, we've been benefiting, largely benefiting from this paradigm C bull market since KISS and Dr. Mo took up those exposures back in April of last year. So, you know, in terms of tying this all together, you know, the risk to markets from the perspective of what we're seeing here is that, you know, President Trump, you know, continues to lash out and at least convinces markets on a transitory basis that they we moving back towards a bearish paradigm B for a variety of reasons, of which are, you know, we detailed in today's lead-up morning note with a corresponding, you know, visual analysis. For a variety of reasons, we think that's unlikely. Most notably, the demand for populism is only continuing to rise amid the deepening K-shaped economy crisis, as well as, you know, we've already got a glimpse of, you know, the other side of the trade war being a capital war and what that looks like in sell America terms. And so we think ultimately the administration is well aware of that risk and is ultimately unlikely to, you know, aggressively pursue paradigm B. So long-winded way of saying buy the dip, we're still in paradigm C, but that's not to say that the dip can't deepen in the coming days and or weeks, especially to the extent that the State of the Union address tomorrow features a very, let's just say, riled up commander in chief. So transition to our 42 micro dashboard here. As always, a wrap up with a question from our community. This was titled International. It says, first off, I want to thank you, DD, for your wonderful risk management overlays, which have kept me on the right side of market risk. And the pivot to gold has been amazing. So I think they're highlighting our October 2024 decision to change our core asset allocation, our KISS model portfolio. We replaced the 30% target allocation to fixed income with a 30% target allocation of gold. And it's obviously served our clients and myself very well as someone who uses KISS to manage my entire liquid net worth and has been doing that for over 3 years now. The speed with which I'm getting richer is demonstrably outpacing the speed with which many of the world's top hedge funds are getting their clients richer. And so just leave it at that. Getting into the question, now that I see that internationals clearly outperforming the US, which is a tough way to start a question about investing in international stocks, I want to move some of my S&P to international ETFs, maybe like only 10%, and use Dr. Mo to tell me when to get out. I see that China and India are both neutral, the rest are bullish. If I was to pick two countries to put some in my portfolio, which ones would you say are the strongest and least from a fundamental standpoint? So let me start this conversation with where we were on Thursday of last week in the Macro Minute, which is I don't believe retail investors should be taking factor risk. It's the hardest thing to do in institutional finance. The failure of professional investors, you know, have a highly trained, highly compensated, incredibly well-studied investors on Global Wall Street to stay on the right side of factor risk on a consistent basis is low. And considering all the, you know, the advantages they have from a resource and education and experience perspective, I just don't know why you would want to compete. Like, why compete in a field where you're going to guarantee you're going to be in the bottom 10 percentile of people trying to do something? I just don't like what go compete in an easier field, in my opinion. That's my view on this whole subject matter. And most importantly, is the data does not indicate that retail investors or even many professional investors have the ability to stay on the right side of factor risk on a consistent basis across multiple market cycles. And data is very telling to the opposite degree, specifically for retail investors. So I'm going to side with the legions of behavioral economics research books, white papers that all suggest that, you know, retail investors who are generally struggling to even make the beta return should not be trying to attempt to extract alpha from financial markets. Why? Because it's fun. Well, you know, it's more fun than trying to extract alpha from financial markets. Going on vacation with your family and spending the money you made because you didn't take factor risk and you actually just captured the return from beta. You actually captured the mana from the heavens when the mana was pouring, as opposed to ignoring the mana because you're busy digging up dirt trying to fix, you know, trying to find silver and gold. Not to use silver and gold specifically, I'm just those things that are in the ground. I'm explaining this very poorly. My apologies. The Thursday discussion was much more insightful. But the key takeaway I'm saying is you don't need to take factor risk to retire on time and comfortably. Our community is for investors who want to retire on time and comfortably. If you want to overtrade your account and take a bunch of factor risk and make a bunch of negative net present value decisions that cause you to lag the beta return, the market return, this is not the community for you. There are plenty of places. Most of the places outside of our paywall are great places to be if your goal is to not retire on time and comfortably. If your goal is to overtrade your account and take a bunch of factor risks so you can pretend to be a hedge fund manager, go ahead. There's plenty of places outside of our global investor community for that behavior. However, if your goal is to retire on time and comfortably and improve your investing habits in the process in a way that causes you to have consistently superior investment performance than what you are used to as someone who's used to overtrading their account and taking a bunch of ill-advised factor risks, then this is definitely the community for you. So getting back into this question, if you want international stocks as a retail investor, go buy something like the VT, which is the Total Broad Equity Market, International Equity Market Index, or the ACWI, which is a similar index, or go buy emerging markets or what's the ETF for the EFI ETF or the EEM ETF. You don't need to take country risk. Like, why do you need to pick Brazil or China, or why do you need to be long Brazil and short India or long China, short Taiwan? Why are you doing that? I'm serious. Like, what's the who's? Is there someone with a gun to your head standing telling you? Or sorry, it's a dark. Someone standing next to you with a banana to your head saying you must decide on one of these 80 something countries, which coincidentally we have customers in. You need to decide on one of these countries to put in your account. No, just go buy a broad international equity market index. You don't need to outperform the market to retire on time and comfortably. If all you did was consistently maximize upside capture in bull markets with regards to beta and minimize downside capture in bear markets with regards to beta, you will be guaranteed to retire on time and comfortably. But the problem with retail investors and the problem with so many investors generally is that they have bad habits. And the bad habits come from behavior heuristics. We have cognitive biases. We obviously study those and help our clients overcome those with a variety of education. Not only just education, but also the tools that we built into our systematic process to overcome those cognitive biases. We have cognitive biases that are causing us to make poor choice, negative net present value decisions in our accounts. We also have competing services that, quite frankly, don't do the investing public justice. Those services are a lot more about tickling your amygdala and making you overtrade your account in ways that, keep you on the hamster wheel of their subscription revenue. That's not what we do here at 42 Macro. My goal is not to generate subscription revenue. My goal is to have tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people around the world retiring on time and comfortably because they're making better investment decisions that are formulated on top of better investing habits that are being empowered by better investment process and systematic, tools and procedures like our KISS and Dr. Mo quantitative risk management overlays. That's our goal. So if you're not with that, if you want to overtrade your account, you want to be long India, short China, be long Taiwan, short Vietnam, let's go. I know plenty of people. I can point you to the direction. If you want to overtrade your account and buy Cow or Ag or Taiwan or Vietnam or Myanmar or Morocco, if you want to go do all that stuff, that's totally fine with me. But if your goal is to retire on time and comfortably, stop that stuff and start investing like someone who's taking this seriously and cares about their financial future. So beat that to a dead horse. We'll wrap it up there. Darius Dale here presenting our Macro Minute for Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We will catch you back here tomorrow.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.